Welcome, I'm Ryan Hicks, and this is Modern Business, the podcast to learn from franchise business leaders and explore new business technology. Our community is about sharing knowledge and tools that help us achieve our goals in business and beyond. Thanks for being here, and welcome to Modern Business.
Welcome back, everybody, to Modern Business Podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining once again. We have had a little bit of a hiatus, as I'm sure you guys have been following along if you are subscribed at Modern Business. We are officially done with all of the tour podcasts. Thank you guys for being along on the ride with us. Of course, it was quite an adventure that I'm sure you guys saw all over social media, but now we are all finally caught up just in time for the Thanksgiving holiday, so feel free to just sit around and listen to those for many hours. We wouldn't forgive you if you did. But anyways, today what we're going to do is, and you'll actually start to see these come out, folks. We have not just been working on our day jobs. We still are doing some podcasts as well, just as we were before the tour. And today I'm lucky to have a fellow who I've really actually known now for almost 3 years. He was one of my very first customers who believed in me at my old company at FranFunnel, and now being at Fishman, I happened to see him at a conference, and I mentioned this, and he was like, "Yeah, that'd be kind of cool." So here we are, and I have my good friend Ken Osnes, the Vice President of Franchise Development from Belfour, on the line with us. Ken, thank you so much for joining the show.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, Zach.
I'm excited to do this. I know that you guys have had a lot of really exciting things go on since I last saw you. But in addition to that, you know, this past year has been a really awesome one for Belfour. You guys have been in the space for a number of years now. But, you know, I think it would just be helpful for some folks just to get some context. You know, how did you guys get into franchising, and, you know, what is Belfour, and, you know, what brands are affiliated, since you guys are a portfolio company, you know, what brands are around, and you guys obviously are big outside of franchising too. So just talk a little bit about that, just so folks can familiarize themselves with you guys.
Yeah, I guess as far as the franchise piece of it, it really starts for Belfour back in 2005. So about a dozen years ago, more than a dozen years ago, what is that, 14, 15, 16, 15 years ago, Belfour called our original brand Ducks, which is a ducts cleaning company. We do a lot of large scale commercial kind of projects, and they called and asked if we could come down to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina and help them do a lot of the cleanup there for a number of universities and large malls and just some of the big projects down there. So we did, and that's where Belfour got the itch to say, we want to be a franchise company. Now, for those who might not know a little bit about Belfour, they're the world's largest property restoration company. We have offices in over 30 countries. We cover 90% of the global insurance market. They are definitely known as the guys who handle the big mega disasters around the world and handle a lot of large accounts for big corporate organizations around the world. And so after that excursion down in New Orleans and the surrounding area, Belfour decided they wanted to get into franchising. And so they acquired Ducks. And just a few years later, we added a brand called Hoods, which is a commercial cleaning for hood systems in restaurants and pizza oven cleaning for big pizza chains around the country. And that's continued to just grow leaps and bounds to become the largest company of its kind in the country. And then in 2015, we got into actually a franchise similar to what Belfour does, but more on a residential and light commercial space area called 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. Well, lots happened recently. We're launching two brands. One is called Plumbers, and another is called Packouts, which would be specific to the restoration industry there with Packouts. For those who haven't seen our names, perhaps, Ducks, Hoods, Plumbers, and Packouts all end in the letter Z. And so those five brands are under the Belfour Franchise Group umbrella as we launch this. But then just recently, over the summer, we actually acquired some more mature brands that had been around for quite some time. Many people are familiar with ChemDry, the largest carpet cleaning company in the world, as well as Enhance Wood Refinishing, and another restoration company called Delta Restoration. So we now have eight brands, and our goal is to continue to add additional brands that kind of fit under that service industry umbrella. And we're certainly not looking to get into, retail types of things per se, or beauty or fitness or any of those types of areas, but we want to keep our portfolio in the service space. And a goal for that is to be able to utilize a lot of our brands in tandem with Belfour. So certainly Belfour has a lot of need for example, duct cleaning, or when they do a fire at a restaurant, there's a need to restore the hood system. And obviously our franchisees at 1-800 Water Damage get a lot of work pushed down to them from Belfour as they're busy with things, and then carpet cleaning. And so you kind of see the general idea as to where we want to be and how we can have a symbiotic sort of relationship between all of our brands. So it's been going well, and we're excited to see other brands that are going to come into our portfolio, and a growing number of franchisees around the U.S. and Canada for the most part at this point in time. But certainly we may expand to other spots worldwide, as we have with ChemDry and Belfour.
Yeah, see, folks, I told you there's a lot of exciting stuff going on with these guys. And, you know, I think that what's really cool, Ken, is that, you know, we had Dwayne and Doug from HRI, the two VP, really kind of your counterparts on the HRI side on the summer. And, you know, they were a little bit coy about, you know, there was something big on the horizon. And, you know, it's kind of cool now that you guys are all working together, because you guys are all great guys. And I think that the synergies make a ton of sense. And I'm seeing that, you know, you guys are poised to really make a really big splash into franchising. And I would say arguably my favorite part is that everything ends in a Z. I asked that when you told me that for the first time, and you gave me a look. I'm like, of course they end with Z, which is always good, the new brands. And so, you know, I'm really excited to see where those go. Is there really any methodology that you guys have behind what you guys are looking into within the service space? Are there certain industries that you guys find to be really hot or interesting that you guys are thinking will really make a big impact? I imagine that the plumbers and the packouts aspect of that makes sense. You know, how did you guys decide that those were particular markets that made sense, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, some of that certainly just is by looking at what are industries that Belfour, they're a multi-billion dollar service company. And so every single job may have, a contents restoration, which obviously packouts would be. If there's a fire and you need to take all the contents out of the house, the soft goods that need to have the smoke smell gotten out of those things and cleaned up and other things like that. So there was definitely a lot of pack out opportunity, and obviously plumbing is a big player there. But, you know, we're certainly loving all of the things that would tie in with a Belfour brand, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that first and foremost. There's a lot of stuff we want that is more, like I said, just service industry. You know, we often say about most of our brands, what we're looking for are people who have one passion and one skill. Now, the passion is that they like to help people. They like to restore things to working order, or people's lives back to what it was before the tragedy happened. And so that's the passion that we hope everyone will have, because business isn't very fun. Life isn't very fun when you're dealing with these types of catastrophes if you're not willing to take care of people during difficult moments in their life. And then the skill that they typically all need, like anything in life, is you need to be able to build relationships and build trust with people. So when we can find the folks who have that passion and have that skill, we can really apply it to just about any service industry. Certainly, it would be great if they would all intersect with what the Belfour needs are throughout our system. But, there may be something that we find that's, completely different. Now, we're not necessarily proactively looking for a certain thing per se. We're looking for a good opportunity. There may be a brand out there that we need to start. There may be a brand that we can acquire and help to grow across the system. And as those kind of come across our table here, we'll evaluate whether or not we think that would fit everything else we're doing. But there's just a lot of different industries out there.
Yeah, probably, very many. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that you guys definitely have a really awesome strategy, and I'm excited to see where things go on that ad. Now, tell me, I think that one thing that is very clear is, you know, that HRI certainly has a really awesome culture, and clearly, in addition to that, their processes are really good when it comes to finding those particular type of franchisees that they know that are going to be successful. Now, tell me about, you know, is there any particular thing that you guys look for in terms of, you know, a type of franchisee, whether it's a quality or whether it's, you know, a certain type of profile that you're looking for in terms of a type of person you know that is successful from a franchisee profile standpoint that you wouldn't mind talking about for some folks that may be listening, that may be interested in, you know, learning a bit more about you guys at some point?
Well, you're kind of asking the wrong guy to give you an answer about that, because philosophically, I'm a guy who likes, I can be geeky, if you will, about personality profiles and other, you know, types of common tests that people have out there. I like looking at a lot of that stuff, but what I've found over the years, if I took a profile of, say, our top 10 franchisees in any of our brands, I don't necessarily see a whole lot of commonality. I could see somebody who is the most reserved wallflower, and I can see the person who can sell ice to an Eskimo, and they're both successful franchisees in our system. So that's why I often come down to, you know, a couple of other things aside from the one passion and one skill. And a lot of times I'm looking for more of that, would this be the kind of person who I think is going to attract people to work for them that I would say I'm comfortable inviting them into my house? You know, you think about a carpet cleaning or a restoration job, you're going to have somebody knocking on your door, your wife or your husband's door. And are you going to be comfortable having them open the door for that individual? So you know, we kind of look for a general, a trustworthiness, a desire first and foremost to help people, as opposed to first and foremost, I'm here to make money. There's more than enough brands and more than enough people out there who seem to be only about making a dollar. And we built our brand with Belfour in particular for, you know, 40, 50 years with taking care of people, doing whatever we have to do. And because of that, we're going to make money, and we know that we can. So I'm not one to place a whole lot of, you know, and of course, Zach, I'll add one other thing, and that is how many franchisors or business people could you talk to who would say, I was absolutely convinced that this person we brought on was going to be a success, and this person I was a little concerned about, and the truth is, I was wrong. You know, I talked to a big professional leadership, you know, very accomplished New York Times best-selling author on leadership books a number of years ago. And I said, hey, you're really known for being able to pick talent and do well. And he stops in the middle of this dinner and he looks at me and he says, you know what? I'm 50-50 like everybody else.
Yeah.
So that makes it very difficult for us to size up talent, because people can obviously in an interview, you know, say one thing and be something else. So
it's good advice to give. And I think that, you know, my favorite brands are the ones where they understand pretty early on that it's about, you know, the people that you can have dinner or drink with. And it's not necessarily about, you know, there are some scientific aspects of this, and, you know, there are numbers, but when the numbers don't really bear out in the way that you want, the best way to kind of figure out if they're going to be a good franchisee is to kind of follow your gut. Right. And I think that that's typically the best policy. I find in the many interviews that I've done that some of the best franchisees have been found by understanding if, you know, if they're actually saying please and thank you when they're out at a dinner during a discovery day or whatever it may be. Those are the people that you know that are going to be really good, that go the extra mile to be polite and to hold open doors and things like that. And the brands that understand that, like you guys do, clearly are the ones that are more successful, as we can see. Another question that I did have for you, Ken, is kind of about some of the tools that you guys provide to the franchisees. For folks that don't know, you know, what are some cool things that you help that you provide for the franchisees in the name of technology, or maybe it's something that you guys do special every year you know, that can get some folks excited about what you guys are doing, just so people can kind of have an idea of what, you know, the day of the life of being spoiled by Belfour would be like?
Well, there's a number of things, and you know, one of the values the added value for somebody coming into our brands are we're fortunate enough to have a very wealthy parent company.
Yeah.
We can start out a new brand with more staff, more training, more resources than a new startup business, you know, would be able to financially, unless they've, you know, obviously raised a bunch of venture capital or something of that nature, but still really can't compete with how we do this. We have, you know, for example, in our 1-800 water damage brand, and we have the ability to do all the training that a Belfour office would receive. It's the same trainers, the same technology, the same systems, the same structures. So we have, you know, the best of the best, much like if, you know, somebody went to a training for software and they went to Microsoft or Apple or they went to, you know, Google for something, they can imagine that the best people in that industry or the person who created that technology would be the one that would be training them. And so we're able to do that. We also have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week technical assistance for our brand. They can reach anybody any time of day. They're regional support person that's their primary support person, but we also have a one sheet, for example, just for 1-800 water damage it's two-sided. We give them a laminated sheet, and there's about 40 different areas of interest that they would have, much like, you know, for example, documents recovery. If they had a fire or a flood and they had a law practice and there was a bunch of sensitive documents that needed to be freeze-dried and reclaimed, we have a division for that within Belfour. Now, these machines are $1 million-plus machines. Our franchisees at 1-800 Water Damage can't just go out and buy one of those and decide to put that into practice.
Sure.
They do have somebody at Belfour that they can contact any time of day that will help with some things like that. So it's a lot of that kind of stuff. At the same time, you know, in any of our industries, all we do is follow systems and standards. And we do follow those systems and standards, and other companies should do that as well, right? There should be technology or machinery or things that they have that they're utilizing the best of the best. We utilize that same equipment. I guess the one value or the benefit that we would have is because of the fact that, for example, in service vehicles and equipment for the restoration space in particular, we have the largest fleet of vehicles and the largest amount of equipment in the world, which allows us then to buy that equipment and buy those vehicles at drastically reduced rates that maybe other brands might not have access to because of the volume that we have. So, you know, it's I'm sure there's some nuances of specific, you know, technologies or things that we have that others don't. We're often asked to launch test major equipment that comes onto the market. But as far as the stuff we use day in and day out, you know, we have it, but hopefully other people do as well, and they're utilizing the right things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, it's obviously very clear that there are a lot of benefits to, you know, to being a part of the Belfour family. And I think that, you know, one of those advantages, of course, is kind of having the backing of a company that believes in you guys and is obviously incredibly large and very successful in what they've been doing for many years and many countries, 30, as you alluded to. And I think that those tools obviously help your franchisees and potential franchisees for folks who may be listening that want to.
Let me jump in for a second and just tell you a quick story about, you know, how oftentimes, you know, in business, people always say, you know, as the leader, so goes the team. You know, you start at the top and it's going to filter down to everybody else. And if they're doing the right thing, other people are, you know, going to follow and do the right thing. And one of the things about Sheldon Yellen, who's the CEO of Belfour.
Yeah.
The guy, incredible leader, probably sleeps 4 hours a day, if that, has one of those kind of brains and just amazing guy. But you know, one of the things that he does when he took over this company, Belfour, there were 19 employees. And every year he would write a handwritten birthday card to those 19 people. Now, the first thought is, well, big deal, right? Well, that's what I said at first. Then I realized I have a hard enough time writing my wife's birthday card and my kid's birthday card, let alone 19 people that I work with. But as we've grown the company and there's been over not counting, as you mentioned, the HRI brands that are just coming online here, but prior to that, there were about 8,000 employees, and every single person, employees and franchisees, every single one of us receive a handwritten, personalized birthday card from Sheldon every year. And when I say handwritten, I mean it's a note, and it's something personal typically. Now, he doesn't obviously know every single person in the organization, but he will find out information about those. You know, maybe somebody in Austin, Texas works as a water tech at a Belfour office and finds out that he and his wife just had a baby recently, and he'll make a note about that. And so here's a guy who now writes technically about 19 birthday cards on a daily basis. Now, the reason I tell you that story is simply to say, we hope that Sheldon's attention to detail and care for individuals will translate into the newest person coming on to the company who, you know, the guy in Austin, Texas, getting that card, he's going to go out that day and take care of Mrs. Smith's house and some issue that's going on there. And we hope that he has the same care and attention that Sheldon has for him. That's really at the core of what the Belfour franchise group's all about.
Yeah. And I love that. And I think that, wow, I actually really like that a lot. That's pretty cool. Even the people that he doesn't really necessarily know, he still does take that time. And he's a pretty successful dude. For folks who don't know him, definitely look him up online, because that's a pretty awesome card to get from people, and it probably means a lot to everybody, no matter how big, no matter where they are in the organization. So Ken, tell me a bit more, if you don't mind expanding, about some cultural things that you guys find to be very important, in addition to to attention to detail, because that is a really crucial one. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about that, you guys try to instill in your franchisees from a very early point?
When Belfour really stepped into running these brands, there's a lot of franchise companies out there that their number one goal is to sell a franchise, right? We're here to make money, and we want to sell a franchise, and, just sell 50 more or 100 more, whatever it is this year. And what, Rusty Almirante, who's the number two person at all of Belfour, but he's also the person who has been running the Belfour franchise group for a number of years. When he came in to take that over, the first thing he said was, we have sold people, or we have convinced people to buy a franchise for us. We said we're going to support and care for them. And he said, the number one job that we have here is we have to help these people become successful. And sometimes that's offering loans to the individual. Sometimes it's, low interest loans, no interest loans at times, going above and beyond to do the right thing for that individual, to help them, to provide additional screening and support, and a hug at times. Sometimes they need that. And so we've just sort of instilled a culture that people talk about a lot of times in franchising, but in reality, they don't necessarily provide. And we've really gone above and beyond to say, hey, maybe we're all about selling franchises, but unless we support that person we sold a franchise to, we may not sell another one, right? So there's sort of that balance on both sides of being able to sell, but also to support in a strong way. And I think that probably more than anything is what we're proud about around here.
No, I love that. I mean, I think that that's definitely great. And, I think that one question that I have actually also always been wondering as well when it comes to you guys is, I think that you guys, something that isn't talked about enough, because I'm looking over here at the Uber conference, is that you guys are actually based in Ann Arbor. And for folks who don't know, there is quite a random franchise epicenter there in Michigan, specifically around the University of Michigan. Now, I'm an Illinois boy myself, so personally, I can't say enough about how much I was told not to like the University of Michigan growing up. But what I will say is, when I did visit this summer, I visited with a gentleman that was affiliated with you guys for a long time, and John Rachi, and then There was also a bunch of other folks that were around that we spoke with in Ann Arbor that were, you know, we had to drive 2 minutes. I mean, what's it like to be, you know, part of a community where, you know, there's John Rachi from Framework, there's Domino's, there's just all like these huge concepts that are, all the folks from now part of the Dwyer Group that used to be, you know, Molly Maid and all that. What is it like to be part of like that community? And have you found that it's been helpful just to be around people in franchising that are so close by, that are so successful, just like you guys are?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one big dysfunctional family like everybody else is in the world. But in a good way, dysfunctional from the standpoint that we've all had our difficult days. We've all had need to reach out to somebody else to help us figure something out. And absolutely here in all over to Southeast Michigan, but certainly in Ann Arbor, there are a lot of franchise folks. And we go to some of these conferences across the country. And not only are it people from in Ann Arbor, but now, you know, you can look around the room and point out 20, 25 people who used to be in Ann Arbor or used to work for a company here in Ann Arbor that have gone on to bigger and better things in other organizations. So the fingerprints of what's gone on in Ann Arbor in the franchise industry for 20, 30 years and beyond has been pretty cool. And that's, you know, I got into the franchise industry through David McKinnon, who had started Molly Maid and Mr. Handyman and some others, and he was a friend of mine, and that's how I kind of got into the franchise industry about 15 years ago. So there's a long line of us that have been mentored and encouraged by some big heavy hitters in the industry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And for folks who actually don't know, I am the host of another segment here on Modern Business called Millennial Monthly, and the person who actually came to Ryan and myself about starting that was actually Dave McKinnon. Dave McKinnon came to us because he was the first person to start NextGen. For folks who are not familiar, a lot of the people who have been on that segment are NextGen winners and things of that nature. And so it's something that is very near and dear to me being a part of that generation myself. And I think that Dave, as Ken, I'm sure you'll attest to, definitely wants to try and ensure that the next generation of franchising will be intact and healthy. I know that if it were only up to me, I would, that a little bit too much pressure, only up to Ryan and myself, but, you know, Dave has instilled a lot of confidence in people in our generation, which is obviously really special to kind of pass the torch, so to speak. And he's obviously a really great person to learn from, Ken. So you're definitely really lucky. Now, one thing I did want to pivot to in closing is just about some, you know, exciting initiatives that you guys have that are going on at Belfour that we didn't touch on, because I think that, you know, obviously a lot of crazy things that are really great are happening right now. Is there anything super exciting that we didn't touch on that you wanted to go through at all?
I'm not sure. We're just trying to play catch up here in a lot of ways right now. We're just trying to, you know, we're in some ways, you know, as you've talked earlier about the folks at HRI and the Belfour Franchise Group, we're kind of like the Brady Bunch. You know, we're a family coming together. And in a lot of ways already in a few short months, if you looked at us, you would assume that we've been together forever, because we share a lot of the same passions and, just have a lot of common relationships in the industry. But we're just kind of really reworking a lot of things. We're excited about the 8 brands that we have. Before we know it, I mean, if you and I talked in a year, we might be saying we have a dozen brands. And certainly one of our goals is to become one of the largest conglomerates, if you will, of service franchise brands in the entire world, and being able to provide that service and quality that's needed there. So a lot of stuff right now, we're just trying to catch up and catch our breath here, not having some big, you know, big, huge, hairy, audacious goal, as they say, over the next couple of years. So maybe call me in a year or two and maybe I'll have one for you.
Yeah, well, I love to hear that, because I think that you guys are obviously constantly innovating, not only in technology, but in terms of, you know, how you guys are trying to impact the franchise space. And I think you guys are going to be leaders in the space for years to come. And I'm happy that, you know, that you get to play a role in that too. Cause you know, over the course of time, we've gotten to know each other pretty well. And a lot of exciting things happening that I think will be really great for you guys. And I appreciate you coming on the podcast and speaking with me for a little bit. I know that obviously, as you said, you're playing a lot of catch up. So I appreciate you donating just a little bit of your time to us today. I'm really excited to, you know, to show the world what you guys are doing, because a lot of really great things are going on. And Ken, we really appreciate you hopping on the podcast with us.
Yeah, Zach, appreciate the opportunity, and appreciate you, and you're doing a lot of great stuff, and all the different ventures that you've been getting involved in, and your parents helped you get, you know, some keen wisdom and insight far beyond your years. So keep that up, and enjoy the holiday season, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for listening once again. I'm going to go have a convo with Ken offline here just to see what he's doing for the holidays, because he's coming to Illinois, so I got to hear if he's come close to me. But for folks who want to listen a little bit more to some of our podcasts, please subscribe at Modern Business. That's M-O-D-R-N. There's no E because we're trendy and fun. Business. And you'll see a nice picture of Ryan doing some type of modeling pose. Who knows? Really appreciate you guys listening. And thanks again. And have a very happy holidays. And we'll talk to you.